This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. BP has already agreed to pay the biggest criminal penalty in history for its role in the 2010 Gulf oil spill. Now this morning, news that BP's been slapped with a ban on doing business with the government. No more government contracts, no loans or grants, at least for a while. BP is based in the UK, and Marketplace's Stephen Beards has followed all the company's recent travails for us from London. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Jeff.
So this government contracting ban here in the U.S., was this just a bolt out of the blue for BP?
Not really, no. This is not a huge surprise. When it settled those criminal charges with the Department of Justice a couple of weeks ago, BP acknowledged that some kind of contract ban was likely. The Environmental Protection Agency says it's imposed the ban because of what it calls the lack of integrity the company showed in the run-up to the disaster in the Gulf and in the aftermath. The EPA says it will lift the suspension when BP demonstrates that it's raised its game. So this is a temporary ban, and it does not affect existing contracts.
Is it mostly just a symbolic punishment, you think, or will BP wind up paying a real additional financial price here?
Analysts here say this isn't a terrific blow, although actually BP's share price did fall quite sharply on the news. It bounced back a little bit. But analysts are saying that, first of all, one of BP's biggest federal contracts is with the Department of Defense. Last year, it supplied the Pentagon with more than $1 billion worth of fuel. Neil Atkinson, an oil expert with Data Monitor, the information group, says the Pentagon will be very reluctant to scale back its business with BP.
The military will have bases of one type or another, which are very conveniently located in relation to BP infrastructure. So I wouldn't expect that the BP military contracts would come under pressure in the short term.
So he says the contract ban may not prove that serious, but he stresses BP certainly isn't out of the woods. Next year, there's a civil case looming, and that, if it goes to court, could have BP paying up to $21 billion in damages. Now, that would be a major blow.
Marketplace's London Bureau Chief, Stephen Beard, thank you very much.
Okay, Jeff.